我哋经文系嚟自约伯记一章十三到二十二节，同埋二章七到十节。
Our scripture reading is taken from Job chapter 1 verses 13 to 22, chapter 2 verses 7 through 10.
我哋首先会用启应嘅方式，用广东话读，然后再用启应嘅方式用英文读。
We'll first read this first responsively, first in Cantonese, and then in English.
约伯记第一章十三节，有一天。约伯的儿女正在他们长兄家的家里吃饭喝酒。示巴人忽然闯来，把牲畜掳去，并用刀杀了仆人，唯有我一人逃脱来报信给你。他还说话的时候，又有人来说，加勒底人分作三队，忽然闯来，把骆驼掳去，并用刀杀了仆人，唯有我一人逃脱，来报信给你。不料有狂风从旷野刮来，击打房屋的四角。房屋倒塌在少年人身上，他们就都死了，唯有我一人逃脱，来报信给你。说：我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称重的。於是撒旦從耶和華面前退去，打擊約伯，使他從腳掌到頭頂都長毒瘡。他的妻子對他說：你仍然持守你的純正麼？你棄掉神的，棄掉神，死了吧！我們一起讀第十節。約伯卻隨他說：你说话像如患的妇人一样，唉，难道我们从神手里得福，不也受磨么？在这一切的上，约伯并不以口犯罪。
Job chapter 1 verse 13. Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house.
And there came a messenger to Job and said, The oxen were plowing and the donkey feeding beside them.
And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you.
While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, The fire of God fell on heaven and burned up the sheep and servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you.
While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, The Chaldeans formed three groups and made a raid on the camels and took them and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you.
While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, Your son and daughter were eating and drinking wine in their oldest father's house.
And behold, a great wind came across the wilderness,and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young people, and they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you.
Then Job arose and tore his robe, and shaved his head, and fell on the ground and worshipped.
And he said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrong.
So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Jacob with loathsome sores from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head.
And he took a piece of broken pottery with which he scraped himself while he sat in the ash.
Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die."
But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women who speaks. Shall
we receive good from God, and shall we not receive evil?" In all this, Job did not sin with his lips.
求神祝福读嘅同埋听佢话嘅人。
God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
今日我哋有郑振源弟兄为我哋讲到个题目系在苦难中认识神。
Today our brother Jin Chung will be bringing the message. The title of his message is Knowing God in Suffering.
各位早晨。
I'd like to welcome all of you who are joining with us in person as well as online.
我歡迎每一位，無論你係在場或者係網上，同我哋一齊崇拜嘅。
And I hope this is not your first time hearing Job's suffering.
我希望呢個唔係第一次你聽到約伯嘅苦難。
And if you try to understand every bit of verses that we read, it'll take more than one Sunday.
咁如果你要去慢慢去解釋每一節嘅經文嘅話咧，咁我哋一個星期日係講唔曬嘅。
So just want to remind you that today's sermon was prepared toward more of a it's not prepared for new believers or newcomers。
咁今日講到咧，唔係為啲初信嘅人去預備嘅。
So we wouldn't go in a narrative way to deal with each point that Job's experienced.
咁我哋唔會去對於約伯嘅經歷係好細節每一節去解釋。
But we will focus on the nature of suffering and knowing God.
咁我哋會專注喺呢個苦難嘅本質同埋認識神呢兩方面。
But that does not mean the newcomers would not understand the sermon or benefit from it.
咁但係並唔代表話你新嚟嘅朋友咧唔會去明白呢個講道或者並冇得著益處。
With that, said, let us begin by a word of prayer.
我哋用祈祷开始。
Dear God, Job, according to your description, was righteous and upright man.
天父啊，约伯，佢根据你嘅所讲系一个正直嘅人。
Yet, just beginning of two chapters of Book of Job, we see so many severe sufferings he experienced.
但喺头两章嘅圣经，我已经睇到约伯所经历嘅苦难几咁大。
Allow us to be more like him.
让我哋系更加似佢。
But allow us to see Christ in his response to suffering.
让我哋喺佢回应嘅回应呢个苦难当中，点样去寻求基督，让我哋都好似佢。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督嘅名义求。阿门。
Life is full of surprises, isn't it?
生命系充满咗好多惊奇嘅，系咪咧？
I don't have to persuade you to agree with me on that.
其實我唔需要去點樣說服你去明同意呢一點。
Even just reading today's first part of the passage, so many things out of surprise happened to Job.
咁頭先講過睇過嘅經文頭嗰幾節已經睇到喺約伯嘅生命裏邊有幾多嘅出奇嘅事。
And it's sometimes extraordinary things that happen to Job. For instance, in verse 16.
有冇有啲嘢好特別嘅係發生？譬如第十六節。
Fire of God.Fell from heaven.
神嘅火由天上边降落嚟。
And he wiped out all Job's cattle and servants.
又将佢嘅牛羊咧全部烧死晒。
And there was a wind that struck down the house of Job's son, and everyone died in there.
然后咧有个风咧系刮去佢嘅屋，咁佢嘅仔女喺入边就都死晒。
But these surprises are bad ones, bad surprises.
咁呢啲係一啲唔好嘅，呢啲壞嘅驚奇。
But at the same time, there are some of the good surprises that we can experience.
咁有時咧喺我哋生命裏面咧，會有啲好嘅驚奇。
For example, personally speaking, it was to find out that we had twin girls in my wife's womb.
譬如在我来讲、啊、发现在我的太太怀里面有、啊、一个孖生女儿。
I see some of the new faces here, so let me explain. So on the 12th week of、my wife's pregnancy, we went for a sonogram、examination.
咁啊，让我解释一下。咁我喺太太怀孕十二周嘅时候咧，我哋去做一个超声波嘅检查。
We were expecting to find、our child's gender.
咁其实我哋只系想去睇下呢个 BB 嘅性别系点样。
But the nurse who was helping us told us that, wait a minute, you have two babies.
咁有嗰個幫我哋嘅護士咧，就話我哋啊，原來有兩個 BB 喺入邊。
What happened was the second baby was hiding behind the first baby in the first sonogram test。
咁原來咧，因為喺第一次嘅超聲波檢查裏邊咧，有一個 BB 咧係匿埋喺另一個 BB 嘅後邊。
Everyone in that room were surprised。
咁喺個房裏邊咧，每一個人都覺得好驚奇。
Because none of our family members have twins in our family history。
因為在我的兩邊的家族裏面都沒有人有這個、雙胞胎。
And since they're identical, this is out of pure chance or pure random.
那這個呢是一個很、意外。
We're expected to find gender, yet we're expected to find that there was one more. So that was an amazing surprise in my life.
那我們只是想找一下 BB 的性別，但發現原來有另一個 BB 在裡面，這個是完全的驚奇。
And at the same time, there are bad surprises. For example, you went on your regular health checkup.
咁另外有啲唔好嘅就係話，可能你去平時去睇醫生做檢查。
And you went home and you were waiting for a call from your PCP for the results of the checkup.
咁你翻屋企，咁就等嗰個醫生咧係打俾你聽啊，嗰個檢查結果係點樣
？And out of the blue, your PCP tells you an expected health issue.
咁然後咧，呢、這個醫生話你聽啊，有一個好突然嘅一個啊健康嘅問題。
Or suddenly, because the turn of your circumstances, unforeseen circumstances, you face financial burdens.
又或者係一啲啊，你睇唔到嘅周圍嘅環境嘅轉變，然後你要面對一個經濟嘅突然嘅負擔。
And you have many other examples like this that I don't have to persuade you, but life is unpredictable in many ways.
咁有好多嘅其他嘅例子，咁事實上生命係好難預測。
And as a human being, in our response, we make educated guesses.
咁我哋作為人，我哋點樣回應？就係我哋做一個一個合理嘅推測。
And based on those experiences or the past, we try to build our future or control our future.
咁然後建基於呢啲嘅預測，而我哋建造我哋嘅未來。
But everyone in this room knows.That there is no absolute certainty.
咁但係我哋每一個人都知道，我哋喺將來係其實冇一個肯定喺裏邊。
So in that way of thinking, we can say that our life actually stands upon chance.
咁啊，咁樣諗嘅時候，嘅生命就好似其實係建喺呢個機率嘅上邊。
And sometimes that chances are uncertain hopes of the future.
咁呢啲嘅機率其實就好似對於將來有一個唔確定一個盼望。
So in a sense, future to us is like a fog that we're trying to get hold of it.
咁所以將來其實就好似一層嘅雲霧，我哋嘗試去揸緊佢。
Apostle Paul in Romans 8:24-25 says this: Hope that is seen is not hope.
咁保罗喺罗马书八章二十四至到二十五节，佢话只是所见嘅盼望咧，唔系盼望。
For who hopes for what he sees？
佢话谁还盼望他所见的咧
？But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience。
咁但系如果我哋盼望那所看不见的，就必忍耐等候。
So biblically understanding and an earthly understanding are in the same way.On the same page, that future is unseen, and our hope somehow fuels our future, and we hang our lives on it.
咁無論係聖經或者係現實嘅生活，我哋都睇到就係話，我哋嘅將來係睇唔到嘅時候咧，但係我哋期盼我哋嘅生命咧，就係建喺呢個唔肯定嘅上邊。
However, some things are absolutely certain in life and death.
咁但係喺生命上邊，其實我哋一啲嘢係可以肯定嘅。
Future is one of them。
將來係可以。
Everyone who's born into this world, in a time and space, cannot avoid from futuring。
咁每一個人，無論係我哋喺邊度出生，我哋都唔能夠去避免，我哋會每人都有一個將來。
Aging is another。
咁老化係另一個。
Death is another one。
死亡亦都係另一個。
Everyone who is born of a woman faces death sooner or later。
每一個人由一個婦人誕生出嚟，佢都唔能夠去避免有一日會死。
So in that sense, our hopes that we have in future are despicable at times.
咁所以我哋對於將來呢個盼望其實都唔係咁好。
We cannot avoid what the future holds for us, whether good or bad, or suffering or comfort.
所以無論將來俾我哋嘅係好定係唔好，係安舒或者係苦難，我哋都好似唔能夠防備。
We see one suffers and the other prosper, and we complain to God.
我哋見到一個人受苦，而另一個人咧就覺得好安逸，咁我哋就向神去埋怨。
And the book of Job shows that similar paradox.
咁喺約伯記亦都讓我哋睇到當中嘅吊詭性。
Even though Job's been recognized by God as righteous and upright, who fears God and turned away from evil, he still suffered severely.
纵使在神的眼里面，约伯是一个正直的人，他不去犯罪，但是约伯仍然受苦。
And Job himself, along with his wise four other friends in their earthly wisdom, could not somehow decipher the inscrutable mystery of the innocent and righteous Job's suffering.
约伯和他那几个有智慧的朋友，他们凭着他们在地上的智慧，他们都不能够去解释那种深不可测的奥秘，为什么约伯一个这样的人要受苦。
And we see this from chapter 1 to all the way to chapters 37, Job is constantly questioning the extent of his sin as compared to the severity of his suffering.
由第一章到37章，约伯不断地去发问，就是说他的罪对比起他的苦难是不是成正比。
And not only Job and his friends,But also his wife didn't know why Job was suffering or why Job had to suffer like that.
除了約伯和他的朋友之外，約伯的太太也都不明白為什麼他要受苦。
So in her own enigmatic state and her own interpretation of the matter, she foolishly told her husband to curse God and go die.
咁喺約伯妻子佢自己對於呢個事件嘅一個解釋嘅時候咧，呢個妻子叫約伯去咒咗神，然後去死。
Apparently, Job's wife lacked divine wisdom and had no regard for heavenly matter.
可惜嘅就係呢個太太對於冇呢個屬靈嘅智慧，同埋唔能夠理解呢個屬天嘅事情。
All these characters show us.Interesting facts about our life.
呢啲所有嘅人物都俾我哋睇到一个好有趣嘅事实，就系关于我哋生命嘅。
We all have our own interpretations of why things are happening, or why things are happening this and that.
对于事情点样嘅发生，点解会发生，我哋每一个人都有自己嘅一个理解。
Some sayings or some interpretations are sagacious.Even encouraging and timely according to the flesh.
咁有時咧，我哋有嗰啲嘅理解，可能係根據只係我哋肉身嘅一個理解。
But we know they are merely limited and finite human wisdom.
咁當中可能有啲好聰明嘅解釋，但係我哋嘅智慧都係有限。
But there are heavenly matters that believers on earth know nothing about.
但系亦都有属天嘅事，我哋喺作为人喺地上边，我哋唔能够明白。
Now I say believers because Job did not know why he was suffering.
咁我讲我哋信嘅人就好似约伯一样，佢唔明白点解佢受苦。
So to become a Christian doesn't make you all wise, all knowing.
咁你成为基督徒之后，并唔代表话你乜都识晒，乜都知道。
Even the best effort at explaining the issues of life can be useless.
咁纵使你用最大嘅努力去解释生命嘅时候咧，可能到最后都系冇用。
Brothers and sisters, we've seen God's people suffer like any other people.
弟兄姊妹，见到属神嘅子民，亦都好似其他人一样会受苦。
Any other people, as in any other people, non-believers and believers.
咁其他人，我系指嗰啲未信嘅人。
So we shouldn't be quick to judge. a person's spirituality by that person's circumstances.
所以我哋唔可以好快嘅跟应嗰个人嘅处境环境，然后去判断佢嘅属灵嘅生命。
Instead, Christians should not abandon God or turn away from Him in suffering.
反之，基督徒唔应该喺苦难里边咧系离开神去躲避神。
More than ever in their suffering, Christians must draw near to God.
喺苦难里边，基督徒要更加亲近神。
So out of that fellowship with God.We may receive comfort and peace.
因为在同神的团契的里面，我们可能会得着平安和安慰。
Suffering is real, but it will ultimately end for the righteous, and God will bless abundantly to those who persevere.
苦难最终都会结束，然后神会去祝福那些能够坚忍到底的人。
We may not know what's going on in heaven or what God's purposes are in our suffering, but we must trust Him.
我们可能不明白为什么神要使我们受苦，但我们要相信他。
In today's passage, we aim to know God in our suffering by distinguishing human wisdom and divine wisdom and putting our trust in God alone.
在今天的讲道里面，我们要去分辨属人的智慧和属天的智慧，然后在苦难的里面，我们将我们的信心放在神的里面。
So who was this Job, a righteous and upright one?
那这个约伯，这个正直的人是什么人呢？
In verse 1 and 8, we read that Job was a blameless and upright man from the land of woods who feared God and turned away from evil.
咁喺第一章一节同埋八节，佢话乌斯地有一个人咧，名叫约伯，吓嗰个人咧完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
This was how God described Job.
呢个就系点样神点样去形容约伯
？If God were to describe you today, right now, in this moment.How would you want to be described?
如果神今日要去形容你嘅时候，你想神点样形容你呢
？I think this is a good description if you can get from God, right?
好似约伯咁样有一个咁嘅描述嘅时候咧，会系几好嘅。
And there another description of Job in verse 5, goes like this: Job would send and consecrate them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings.For Job said, It may be that my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did continually.
然后第五节他说，约伯有另一件事，就是说，按着他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为他说，恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。约伯常常这样行。
In other words, he was a near perfect Christian who lived on earth, perhaps maybe a priest.Two who offered burnt sacrifices on behalf of others.
所以约伯就好似一个完全嘅基督徒、完美嘅基督徒一样，佢甚至好似一个祭司咁样，佢喺地上边去为其他人献燔祭、献祭。
So it is extremely odd for someone like Job to suffer such unimaginable pain and loss.
所以对于约伯去承受呢啲嘅苦难同埋损失嘅时候，我哋实在觉得好诧异、好难理解。
And what's more confusing to us, what's more enigmatic or mysterious to us is that Job doesn't even know why he had to go through all that.
并且我们更加去奇怪的就是说，约伯甚至乎不明白为什么会有这么多苦难。
At least we know, guys, right? We know by reading Job's account.
我们在看约伯的故事，看这些事情。
We know why he suffered. He suffered because of a matter that happened in a heavenly court between God and Satan.
我们看到约伯为什么去受苦难，因为在天庭里面，在神和撒旦之间那个对话。
Sometimes I wonder, why didn't God reveal this to Job? It would have helped him.
我们有时会想，为什么神不将这个这样的对话讲给约伯听，可能对约伯会有帮助呢？
If God is...Good, all-knowing, all-powerful, he knows everything. Why would he not give that is good to his children?
如果是神是一个全知全能的神的时候，为什么他不将那些最好的给他的儿女？
But that's our thinking.
但这个是我们的想法。
That's not what God is thinking.
这个不是神的想法。
So we're trying to understand God in our suffering.Not the way of the world, but way of the Bible.
所以我哋要尝试喺我哋嘅苦难里边去点解理解点解要去受苦难，唔系用世界嘅智慧，而系喺圣经嘅里边。
God does tell something to Job, right, guys?
约伯系有一啲嘢系讲俾约伯听嘅，神有啲嘢系讲俾约伯听。
He tells Job who he is.
佢讲俾约伯听佢自己，神系自己系边一个。
That's not necessarily an answer to Job's prayer, but that's what he needed to hear.
可能呢个唔并冇回答到约伯嘅祈祷，但系呢个系约伯所需要听到嘅。
So in first step in your suffering, even if your prayer is not answered, don't be discouraged.
所以喺苦难里边第一步，纵使你嘅祈祷冇得到回答，但系唔好觉得气馁。
But know who God is.
但要知道神系边一位。
That is enough.
呢个就已经足够。
Now what happened in a heavenly court?
咁喺呢个天庭里边有咩事发生？
We read God's conversation with Satan and its consequences in chapters 1 and 2.
咁喺一章同埋二章里边，我哋读到神同埋撒旦嘅对话。
Now God summoned the sons of God, those are the elect, God's people, and Satan in the same place. They came among the crowd of God's people in verse 6.
咁喺第六节佢话有一日咧，神咧众子嚟侍立喺耶和华嘅面前，撒旦咧亦都喺当中。
God asked a question. Ask a question to Satan. Have you considered, this is verse 8, chapter 1. Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil?
咁喺第八节话，耶和华问撒旦话：你曾用心察看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直敬畏神，远离恶事。
And Satan, as usual, questions God by saying this. You, this is verse 10 and 11, you have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face.
咁撒旦点样回答咧？第十同埋第十一节，佢话你岂不是四面圈上篱笆，维护他和他的家，并他一切所有的吗？他手所做的都蒙你赐福。他的家产也在地上增多，你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。
Now we must remember who's the one that initiated this conversation.
你要知道边一个去开始呢个对话嘅咧？
It's not Satan.
唔系撒旦自己。
It's God.
系神。
And God is wanting to prove the character of believers to Satan and to all angels and people in a heavenly court.
神咧想喺呢个天庭里边对众人同埋天使魔鬼去证明佢嘅信佢嘅人佢嗰、那个品质。
What Satan is doing is that he thinks God's blessing upon Job is what makes him fear God and turn away from evil.
撒旦认为咧，之所以约伯点解系一个正直嘅人，系远离恶事，系因为神点样祝福约伯。
Satan is accusing Job that his motives are impure and Job's relationship with God was fake.
撒旦其实是指控緊约伯佢嗰个行为是有动机，同埋约伯同神嘅关系呢是假嘅。
Because Job has these impure motives and his relationship with God is a fake one, if God stretches out his hand and touches all Job's possessions, then Satan is saying that he will surely curse you and turn away from you.
咁因为约伯佢呢个唔纯正嘅动机同埋呢个同神嘅关系假嘅时候咧，撒旦就话：如果你伸手去攞走佢身上嘅嘢咧，佢就会转力，然后转向你去咒诅你。
And sadly, a lot of Christians today think the same as Satan.
可惜的就是今天很多基督徒都好像撒旦这样想的。
If God curses me, it takes away all my possessions, why should I believe him?
这些人说，如果神将我所有的东西都拿走的时候，我还为什么要信他呢？
If God takes away my job,
如果神拿走我的工作，
If God takes away my children,
如果神拿走我的儿女，
If God takes away my entire wealth,
如果神拿走我所有的财产，
Will I still believe God?
我係咪仲相信呢個神呢？
Or will I curse God and turn away from him?
又或者我會去咒咒呢個神，去遠離呢個神。
This is something that you might want to consider this morning as we move forward.
咁呢個可能你今天早上你要去思想一下。
Satan foolishly assumed that he could destroy Job's faith in God by inflicting physical and mental suffering on him.
咁撒旦愚蠢嘅以為當約伯受到攻擊，攞走曬佢嘅嘢嘅時候咧。約伯在神裏面的信心就會沒有了。
Ladies and gentlemen, Satan foolishly thinks that if he inflicts you with your possessions, he thinks that you will turn away from God.
各位，撒旦以為如果你身上的東西你都拿走了的時候，你就會去離開神。
He's so foolish that he can even bet with God that you will turn away from him.
撒旦甚至愚蠢到跟神去打賭說你會轉離神。
But I pray every one of us in this room may not be like that.
但我祈祷这里每一个人不会好像这样。
Because Job, we will learn how Job responded to this, and I want you to be encouraged. Even though everything fails around you, you must hold on to God.
我想鼓励你，纵使你周围所有的东西都去失去或者破落的时候，你一定要捉紧神。
And this is more, next verse, which is verse 12, is more interesting because God replies, Behold, all that he has in your hand, only against him do not stretch out your hand.
有第十二节更加有趣的，神对撒旦讲话，凡他所有的都在你手中，只是不可伸手加害于他。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
He was faithful to Job.
神对约伯是信实的。
What we have in this passage is that Satan obeys God's commandment and acts according to this commandment.
俾我哋睇到嘅就系话，撒旦其实要遵行神佢嘅命令，同埋佢嘅行动都要根据神。
Sorry, we see Satan takes away Job's possession, but Satan does not stretch out his hand against Job himself.
我哋睇到撒旦攞走晒约伯所拥有嘅嘢，但系撒旦冇伸手去加害约伯佢自己嘅身体。
So we must understand Satan, who brought curses into the life of Job, operates within God's sovereign will.
所以撒旦去攻击约伯，但系其实系喺神嘅旨意嘅之下。
So at least from Job chapter 1 and 2, we see that Satan, is bound by God the Creator, as Satan is still a created being.
撒旦作为一个被造之物，是受住神嘅旨意嘅限制。
And since all created beings are made to glorify God or magnify God's glory, Satan also is being used for that purpose.
所有嘅受造之物都是要去荣耀神，去彰显神嘅荣耀。撒旦亦都系喺当中系要咁样做。
If you'd like to read further on this subject, there's a I recommend a recent book that was written by a guy named called Scott Christensen. The name of the book is Defeating Evil by PNR.
咁如果你再想再喺呢方面去更加去睇多啲嘅时候咧，最近有本书出版叫做Defeating Evil， 吓系一个 Scott Christensen 所写嘅。
If you need an Amazon link, I can send it to you.Again, God does not reveal his encounter with Satan to Job.
咁神冇将佢同撒旦嘅对话咧，去俾约伯知道。
Even when God finally responds to Job in chapter 38-42, God still does not reveal the cause of the suffering.
纵使喺38-42神去回应约伯嘅时候咧。但是神依然没有讲到他受苦的原因。
God does not reveal the cause of the suffering, but he reveals what Job needed to hear.
但是他讲了约伯需要听到的。
He reveals himself, he offers himself, the knowledge of God to Job.
神将自己去显示给约伯看到，给约伯去认识。
We often pray to God, Lord, deliver me from this evil, or deliver me from this suffering.
我哋成日祈祷求神咧，让我哋从呢个苦难同埋邪恶当中咧得到释放。
Like how Jesus prayed at Gethsemane.
好似耶稣喺客西马利园咁样祈祷。
But oftentimes we're still in that suffering, aren't we?
但好多時我哋依然喺呢個苦難嘅裏邊。
It's because God's presence and His attributes, when it is given to you, you will overcome that suffering.
因為神嘅同在同埋佢嘅屬性，當佢俾你嘅時候咧，你就能夠去勝過呢個苦難。
That risk, that suffering, would be an opportunity for you to glorify God or magnify God.
呢個苦難能夠俾你一個機會去榮耀神，去彰顯神。
It's an agent God uses so that you can see His glory.
呢個係神所使用嘅，以致你能夠見到佢嘅榮耀。
Now many of us can relate to Job on this, can't we?
我哋好多人都能夠去體驗到啊約伯嘅經歷。
We do not know the ultimate cause of our many sufferings.
我哋唔能夠明白到好多我哋嘅苦難嘅原因。
We can have some ideas.
可能我哋有啲睇法。
We know that.God permits suffering through the hands of Satan from Job's story.
我哋睇到神係容許撒旦去攻擊約伯，以致佢受苦。
And at this point, it's plausible to ask this question: Should such a blameless and upright man be subjected to such pain from God?
我哋可以問個問題，就係話一個咁正直嘅人，佢係咪應該要神？受到神的攻擊去面對這些苦難呢?
Some may even say, I lived a good life.
有些人甚至乎說我過一個很好的生活生命。
I didn't harm anyone.
我沒有傷害任何人。
I didn't lie to anyone.
我沒有對人說大話。
Why is this still happening to me?
為什麼這些事仍然在我身上發生呢?
When we ask these questions, we must not foolishly utter words with our mouth.
当我们去问这些问题的时候，我们不要很愚蠢地在嘴上说一些话。
We must not focus on our problems, on our lives, away from who God is.
我们不能够，不可以去只是将我们的目光专注在自己身上，而不去看神。
We must seek divine wisdom in our earthly discernment.
我们不能够用我们在地上的洞察力去尝试去了解神的意思。
Now you may ask this also, does God lack compassion and mercy towards Job?
我们也都可以问神是不是对约伯并没有一个同情心怜悯的心呢?
Does God lack compassion?
神是不是没有怜悯的心呢?
Answer is no.
答案是不是。
James 5:11 attests to us that, Behold, we consider those blessed who remain steadfast.You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful.
在雅各书的第五章第十一节，他说，那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局。明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
It's very important to see and read and understand.How New Testament interpreted Old Testament.
我哋好要好清楚明白点新约圣经点样去理解旧约圣经。
So oftentimes when you have questions about your Old Testament, you want to find how New Testament writers cited or how New Testament writers interpreted.
咁当我哋对于旧约圣经有疑问嘅时候咧，我哋好多时可以喺新约圣经里边睇到新约圣经嘅作者点样去理解旧约圣经。
Apostle James is saying is that the end goal of Job's suffering was to show God's compassion and mercy, though without explanation.
所以雅各去睇到约伯佢受嘅苦嘅时候咧，其实就系要俾我哋睇到主系满心怜悯、大有慈悲，但系并冇解释约伯点样受苦。
So when God confronts Job in chapter 42 by revealing himself to Job, Job commits his ordeal with a heart of worship and humility.
所以当在42章当神去向约伯去显现的时候，约伯就只可以去用一个敬拜去回应。
Job's continuous question when God's revelation overshadows, it becomes worship, it becomes magnifying God, God's glory.
约伯的一系列的问题，当他看到神去揭示自己的时候，他只有用去敬拜去回应。
This is exactly the lesson God wanted Job to learn in this conflict with Satan.
这个就是神想约伯所学习到的功课。
Job realizes he's but a creature made out of dust, and God is infinite and eternal creator.
约伯意识到自己只不过是从尘土那里出来，而神是一个无限的创造者。
Once he's humbled before God, God flooded Job with much more blessings than he had ever known.
当约伯在神面前去谦卑下来的时候，神就加倍祝福约伯。
Our prayers are heard, sometimes feels like it's not.
我们的祈祷，我们知道是被听见，但我们好像觉得没有听见一样。
Our prayers are certainly heard, but we feel that our prayers are not heard when God does not respond immediately.
当神不立刻去回应的时候，你就会觉得好像神没有听到你的祈祷一样。
But in God's response, we may not even receive what we asked for.
但在神的回应里面，可能我们没有看到我们所想看到的东
西。And the Bible does not support the immediacy of God's response to our prayers.
而且圣经亦都冇讲过神一定要即刻回应你嘅祈祷。
God reveals when He pleases。
神系喺佢所认为啱嘅时间，佢会去揭示自己。
God reveals as He pleases with messages that pleases Him。
系佢用佢认为佢所喜悦嘅话语去将佢自己去显示出嚟。
And God is sovereign and He does whatever He pleases。
神是满有主权，祂随祂的心意去行。
And I want to challenge you, and this is the knowledge we must lay our hope on.
这个就是我们要将我们盼望放在当中的一个原因。
When God the Creator does what He pleases, we know that the creation will be vindicated and restored beyond measure.
当我们知道神是随祂的心意而行的时候，我们就知道祂的受造之物，我们是会最终是得到神的祝福。
However, this world and many of the Christians out there certainly think that God must punish evil and reward obedience, and there are no other options.
咁呢个世界都会觉得神一定要去惩治邪恶，然后去奖励正直。
So seeing Job and his innocent sufferings makes us wonder, and we are forced to accept that's not always the case.
咁但是约伯的受苦被我们看到，并且我们需要接受的，就是我们刚才所说的被
成立。Because we've seen the wicked prosper throughout the history.
因为在历史里面，我们看到邪恶的人也都会有亨通。
But Job and his friends, as they were, went back and forth, argued that Job had an internal conflict that is no longer a simple matter of reward and punishment.
咁约伯同埋佢嘅朋友不断嘅对话当中，就佢哋话约伯里边当中有一个争斗，系唔系话想善罚恶咁简单去解释到
？What Job experienced and what his friends perceived, God's retribution in Job's ordeal was still perplexing.
在约伯的经历和在他的朋友的理解里面，神对约伯的考验仍然是令人很费解。
And such an empirical approach to Job's ordeal is without ground, because against empiricism, the Bible tells us that throughout the redemptive history, God has purposefully guided his beloved for his glory. Sorry, this is very long to translate.
It's okay.
Through the trials of fire.
咁喺约伯经历里边，依然系好似冇乜根据，因为通过救赎嘅历史里边，父神系锐意带领佢嘅子民，系为咗佢嘅荣耀，要去经过呢个火嘅试炼。
God has ordained that His children, His chosen people, may walk in sorrow and pain.God ordained His people to walk in sorrow and pain, sometimes because of sin, sometimes for discipline, and sometimes for strengthening their faith, and sometimes to give opportunity to reveal His comfort and His grace.
神定义他的儿女要经过苦难和痛苦，有时是因为罪，有时是因为要去管教他们，有时因为要去坚强他们的信心，也有时是要给机会他们去看到神的安慰和恩典。
But sometimes, from today's passage, the suffering of the saints is unknowable because it is for a heavenly purpose that people on earth cannot simply discern.
但有时苦难好像今天所看的经文一样，是我们不能够去理解，因为这个是在关于属天的事情，有它的目的，在我们在地上的人不能够去知道。
Deuteronomy 29:29 says this. It's easy to memorize, isn't it? 29:29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. Just that's it.
申命記29:29，佢話呢個隱蔽嘅事咧係屬耶和華我哋嘅神。
Secret things belong to God, and we ought not to ask why.
隱蔽嘅事係屬神，我哋唔應該去問點解。
And that's not arrogant.
这个不是骄傲，
And that is humbling.
这个是叫我们谦卑。
Did you think that God would preserve the secret and not allow us to know His perfect plan?
你是不是觉得神会去将祂自己的完美的计划呢，是祂自己收起来不让我们知道呢？
The answer is no, because at the climax of our redemption,The secret, the heavenly mystery, is revealed in a human form.
因为在这个救赎的这个高峰的时候，神这个最大的计划是用人去显示出来。
This mystery, the secret that belongs to the Lord, was purposefully sent to this world through Virgin Mary.
这个神的奥秘是藉着和精女玛利亚是给我们看。
He was sent to redeem sinners from the wrath of God.
从神的愤怒里面，我们得到拯救，是藉着这个救主。
And seeing Christ's person and work helps us that suffering to understand that the suffering has a purpose, a godly one.
看到耶稣基督这个人和他的工作的时候，让我们看到这个苦难是有个目的。
In a proper response to suffering, we are humbled. We are revealed how weak and out of control this world is. And suffering invites people to seek a true God, who is of order in our weaknesses.
苦难去使人的谦卑，苦难也都俾我哋睇到几咁软弱，同埋我哋几咁无能喺呢个世界嘅里边。而苦难咧，去邀请人，去让呢啲人咧，去寻求一个真嘅神，一个神就系当佢哋喺软弱嘅时候去寻求呢位神。
Interestingly, this is what Satan was doing to submit, glorify, and obey God's commandment.
呢个就好似喺撒旦要去做紧嘅，就系话系顺服喺神嘅面前去，要去荣耀神，遵从神。
We may not know what's going on in heaven, may not know God's purpose behind our suffering in our life, but we can trust Him because we see Jesus.
我们可能不知道苦难为什么，我们不知道天堂的事情是怎样，但是我们可以在苦难里面，我们去相信神，因为我们看到耶稣基督。
And Job in verse 21 and 22 said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
在约伯记1:21-22，他说，我赤身出于母胎，也赤身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
And the next in verse chapter 2, verse 3.Job did not sin against God or charged God with wrong. God sees that and tells Satan this in verse chapter 2, verse 3. He still holds fast his integrity. Although you incited me against him to destroy him without reason.
咁第二章第三節佢話神去對撒但講，縱使咧你去擊打佢，但係咧約伯咧仍然係啊喺佢信心裏邊，佢並冇犯罪，冇得罪神。
Job did not sin or charge God with wrong。
神咧冇以約伯冇以神為慾望。
Even though he did not know that there were heavenly matters。
縱使佢唔知道呢有一個天庭上邊呢件事情。
Even those heavenly matters that we do not know have immediate effect in our life, we are not to sin by charging God with wrong.
縱使我哋唔知道呢個天上嘅事情對我哋有咩即時嘅後果，但係我哋亦都唔能夠用我哋嘅嘴唇去咒詛神。
Rather, Christians ought to draw closer to God in our prayer and in our meditation.
基督徒要更加喺我哋嘅祈禱同埋默想裏邊去靠近神。
Yes, when we see and think of our suffering, it is certainly painful and it is certainly sorrowful.
當我哋睇到佢苦難嘅時候，冇錯係好傷痛嘅。
But we must understand that Satan, the agents that God uses to bring these afflictions on us, are bound by God's perfect will.
但我哋知道撒旦去攻擊人。或者是神所使用的，就是在神的完全的旨意的管轄之下。
And only God, the Creator, who is omnipotent and omnipresent, can satisfy our quenching thirst when we lift up our hearts in humble prayer to God.
就是只有神在我们，当我们去献上我们祈祷的时候，这个无所不知、无所不在的神。
Satan gets his second chance in verse 4-6. But stretch out your hand and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, Behold, he is in your hand. Only spare his life.
在第四至到第六节，撒旦有另一个机会，他说，你且伸手伤他的骨头和他的肉，他必当面弃掉你。耶和华就对撒旦说，他在你手中，只要存留他的性命。
You know, it is one thing to suffer. It is one thing to suffer, but it is another to see our beloved suffer.
咁我哋自己受苦系一回事，但系当我哋睇到我哋所爱嘅人受苦，又系另一回事。
Job certainly knew deeply his wife's sorrow and suffering generated from waves of Job's fiery trial. So he's seen suffering that is inflicted on him by his possessions.Not of his own.
咁啊，約伯睇到佢自己嘅受嘅苦難，好似失去曬佢一切所有嘅嘢。
However, this man of integrity did not sin with his lips, even though when he saw his beloved ones are suffering or even dead. Instead, he rebuked his wife, who spoke without the fear of God.
咁但係當約伯失去曬呢啲嘢嘅時候咧，佢仍然冇去咒詛神，但係佢。看到他的妻子反之要怎样回应。
In the same manner, we ought to listen carefully to the words of our suffering friends. What are they saying?
我们要去留心去听到、看到我们受紧苦的朋友他们所讲的说话。
Are they speaking like Job or are they speaking like his wife?
他们讲的东西是不是好像约伯这样，还是好像他妻子这样呢？
As a church, we shouldn't be ignorant.
作为教会，我们不应该是不理这些事情。
If necessary, we ought to help them not to sin with their lips.
我哋要去帮助佢哋，以致佢哋唔会用嘴唇去犯罪。
And allow them to use their lips properly amid suffering.
而系喺苦难里边咧，正确使用佢嘅嘴唇。
Therefore, we can say that the suffering properly, a suffering received properly by sufferers draws God's people closer to God.
当一个受苦的人是正当地去接收他的苦难的时候，能够去让神的子民更加靠近。
This might sound radical, but if suffering loses its purpose, which is to draw us closer to God, then suffering is meaningless and useless.
如果这个苦难不能够使我们去更加靠近神的时候，这个苦难就没意思、没目的。
Suffering loses its purpose.
苦难失去了它的目的。
It must deepen our relationship with God.We find the one relationship that actually matters.
这个一定要去使我们跟神的关系更加深，更加去经历过。
So the suffering may come from our horizontal relationship with others and things of this world, but our hope is vertical, that we have to set our mind on things above in your suffering.
在我们苦难里面，我们一定要去跟上是有一个关系，我们将我们的盼望是放在神的上面。
And this is how we know God in our suffering.
这个就是使我们怎样在苦难里面认识神。
But to be more specific, we ought to know the eternal Son of God who came for our suffering.
我们更加要知道就是神的儿子来到在我们的苦难当中。
Well, from chapter 3 to chapter 38, Job has three sets of dialogue with his friends.
咁喺第三章至到三十八章，約伯咧有三個同佢朋友嘅對話。
These friends provided well-established and worldly wise explanations to Job's suffering.
咁呢啲朋友咧係用佢哋世上嘅智慧去俾約伯一個解釋，就話佢點解受苦。
Basically, think of them as current age PhDs or a renowned counselor for your problem.
咁你可以去睇呢幾個朋友，就好似呢個世界上嚇好知名嘅學者，或者係好高深知識嘅一啲嘅輔導員，去對你嘅問題嘅解釋。
They provided what Job could receive. The best counsel that he could receive from this world.
咁佢哋咧就俾到呢個世界上能夠俾到最好嘅輔導去輔導約伯。
But they did not know that God was contesting with Satan.
但佢哋唔知道神同撒旦好似一個比試咁當中。
They could not find any rational or theological explanations for the disaster and the pain that Job experienced.
佢哋並唔能夠理解到點解約伯去受呢啲嘅苦，佢都揾唔到一個神學上或者係實質上嘅意義。
Job and his friends waited very long time.
約伯同佢嘅朋友等咗好耐。
They waited very long time to hear God's answering his prayers.
佢哋等緊神去回應佢哋嘅祈禱。
What God said was not what God had expected.
咁神所講嘅並唔係佢哋所預期嘅。
Regardless.Job silences himself before the presence of God when God self-revealed who he is and what he has done.
当神去约伯面前去显示佢自己系边一个或者佢做咗啲乜嘢嘅时候咧，约伯就只系沉默。
Now Job's silenced response does not somehow minimize the suffering and pain that he experienced.
约伯嘅无言并冇使到佢嘅苦难系减少。或者是他的痛苦。
His silent response to his suffering and God's revelations signify the importance of trusting God.
反之，表示了他去相信神。
And it signifies the importance of knowing God's purpose behind his suffering.
他表示了他看到神在他的苦难当中的目的。
Because suffering, in addition to all other human experiences, is directed and orchestrated by perfect wisdom of God. After gaining this knowledge of God, Job repents and acknowledges God's sovereignty.
当约伯去认识到神的时候，约伯就去悔改，去承认神的主权。
And God, in return, vindicates Job by giving twice as much as he had before when Job offered up a burnt off before when Job offered up a burnt offering and prayer for his folly friends.
而当约伯去献上呢个燔祭同埋为佢嘅朋友去祈祷嘅时候咧，神就去加倍嘅祝福翻约伯。
Why do you think the righteous suffer?
点解正直嘅人要受苦咧？
Well, this question may be asked throughout the history of mankind. The book of Job does not seem to have a perfect answer for us.
咁喺人類嘅歷史裏邊，呢啲問題都不斷嘅出現，而約伯記並冇俾我哋一個解釋。
Our God had brought evil upon Job.
神係咪將呢個邪惡擺喺約伯嘅裏邊
？It was not his sin that brought evil upon Job.
唔係因為佢嘅罪而呢個苦難臨到佢。
Both Christians and non-Christians may experience sickness, death, and sorrow on earth, but it is God who ultimately vindicates His people.
人基督徒在地上边受苦难、疾病、死亡，但是最终是由神去赏赐翻神人。
We may not know what's going on in heaven or the purposes God has for us, but we ought to trust Him because in Christ alone, we find sufficiency for our suffering and weakness.
我哋可能唔知道天堂嘅事。或者神的目的是怎样，但是我们要相信神，因为基督在我们的苦难里面，基督是足够的。
And we must not forget our home is heaven.
我们也不能够忘记我们的家至终其实是在天堂。
Until we return to our home, we are exiles.
当我们还没回到家的时候，我们仍然是好像流亡一样。
You and I are vagabonds in this world.
在这个世界里面，我们好像流浪汉一样。
So it might be perfectly normal to experience suffering in exile.
在流放的当中去受到苦难，可能是一件正常的事。
It is perfectly normal to experience differences of heavenly and earthly knowledge, heavenly and earthly wisdom, and heavenly and earthly experiences.
是完全的正常去看到，要知道天堂的智慧和地上的智慧的不同。
But we shall not hold on to the earthly wisdom.
但我们不应该去捉紧地上的智慧。
We shall look to Jesus.
我们要去看着耶稣基督。
We shall behold his beauty.
我们要仰望他的荣美。
We shall fix our eyes on the things above in our suffering.
我们当在苦难的时候，我们要让我们的目光去注目在上面的事情。
Why?
为什么?
Because naked I come, and naked shall I return.
因为我们赤身的来，我们要赤身的回去。
Let us pray.
让我们祈祷。
Lord, we fix our eyes on you, Jesus.
主耶稣基督，我们将我们的目光注目在你那里。
We ask for your heavenly wisdom.
我们求你给我们属天的智慧。
Lord, drive us home while we are in foreign world of sin and death.
当我们在这个世界的里面，在罪和苦难的里面，求主你带我们回你的家。
Lord, guide our steps by your word.
主用你的话语去带领我们每一步。
Help us, O God.
主帮助我们。
Guide and mold our hearts to seek you in sufferings.
去磨造我们的心，在我们苦难里面，我们去寻求你。
Allow us to see beyond the immediate matters.
让我们看到的不是只是只是眼前的事。
We look to you, Jesus, and we submit to you.
主，我们去仰望你，我们顺服在你的里面。
We are nothing but a creature from dust.
我们只不过是从尘土所做出来。
Speak, O Lord, to our hearts in your word.
求主用话语向我们的心去说话。
And use all the means you have given us to worship you in spirit and truth.
用你所给我们所有的东西，让我们去敬拜你，去赞美你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.